Matters with Paul Rosen.
Our diets, our Western diets in America are just really, you just don't realize how poor they really are.
What would you say to others who would like to feel better?
Sometimes you need to find the instruction. That's where the testing and everything comes in, because without that knowledge, there's no way I could have got to the point where I'm at today.
Straight talk about health.
And then I start preaching and telling them what I've been doing. And this guy named Paul Rosen has changed my life.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
By the way, the information contained in this program is not approved by the FDA, nor intended to treat, diagnose, or claim to cure any medical condition or disease as defined by Western medicine. However, skilled practitioners of many disciplines have found nutrition response testing to be a highly reliable, supportive technology for assessing the health and fitness of the body's functional system.
I have trouble sleeping sometimes, Paul Rosen, like many millions of others. And I don't know if I'd call it full-on insomnia, but I just have anxiety or something that keeps me awake sometimes. Lack of sleep can be the cause of organ failure, infertility, memory reduction, obesity, chronic illness, and many other problems. And that's one of the topics we're covering this morning on Health Matters.
We are.
As a matter of fact, do you have trouble sleeping ever?
Oh, of course, everybody does. I mean, it's part of life on planet Earth. But there's a difference between, you know, a night or two of rolling around or, you know, spending some time in your brain trying to solve problems or figure things out or, and you know, a pathology, a severe pathology.
I think that's what it is. We'll get into the difference between those things you defined right there. But I think with me and many others, it's just that anxiety about what you have to do that day. For example, if I know I have to be up early in the morning, I can't sleep. You know, it's the worst situation you can be in. We'll discuss that momentarily. What else is happening on the program?
Well, fatigue and insomnia. On the one hand, you're running out of gas, and on the other, your gas pedal is stuck to the floor. Either way, prescription medications will never address the cause. Learn safer options. We'll be talking about those. And flaxseed oil, useful or just another fad? Plus, know what's in your food. Your health depends on it.
That's always good advice. Also this morning, we have a brand new adventure of our Health Matters superhero, Health Master, plus the food comedian. If we have time, we'll fit him in. And who else do we have? We have Frontier Pete. He's
Woo!
Ready to go in just
Chock
a moment.
Full.
First, though, we want everybody to call 503-225-0860. 503-225-0860. Paul's standing by right here to address your health issue, no matter what it is. If you chat with Paul for a few minutes, you may get on your road to solutions. 503-225-0860. And don't forget, if you call and go on the program, you may get a copy of one of Paul's books, The Great Health Heist or The Missing Piece.
For free. You do have to come in and pick them up at my office. We don't mail them, but either one or the other will be waiting for you at my office if you call and during the show ask a question. Also want to remind folks that I'll be presenting my next free health seminar, Sugar Cravings, Eliminate Brain Fog, Fatigue, and Pain, at Chuck's Produce in Cascade Park on Mill Plain Boulevard in Vancouver, Wednesday, August 23rd at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free, seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP, call my office first thing Monday morning and save yourself a seat, 360-750-7375.
360-750-7375. Insomnia or chronic lack of sleep can also be the cause of reduced life expectancy or premature aging. This is serious business. More in a moment. First, though, Paul, how about we check in quickly with our friend Frontier Pete?
Sounds good.
Here we go.
A moment with me, Frontier Pete, all natural woodsman. Having a visit today, oddly enough, with Jerry May of Jerry May Cosmetics.
Pete, I thought you might be interested in our new line of authentic forest scents for men.
I generate plenty of manly odors all by myself, thanks.
Not like these, Pete. How about the scent of rancid bear?
That's awful. Do you have anything a little more pleasing?
Certainly. We have fresh pine scents for vehicles like your truck.
That's a real pine tree.
Yes, and it fits perfectly on your truck.
You just crushed the cab of my truck with a pine tree.
Well, to get rid of that rancid bear smell, you need a lot of pine, Pete.
I think we're done here.
Wait, Pete, there's one more. The scent of unwashed mountain man.
Well, howdy, boys. How y'all doing?
Son, when's the last time you had a bath?
When's the last time I had a... what?
Try not to confuse him, Pete.
Manly scents of the forest. I don't think that's going to catch on.
I don't. I'm just sitting here amazed.
Amazed at
amazed at Frontier Pete. You know, I got a question.
Sure.
Why is Frontier Pete on a nutrition show?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'm scratching my head and trying to figure it out, but I do like him. I mean,
why is a superhero on a nutrition show?
Well, that speaks for itself.
It does. Okay. Well, then Frontier Pete speaks for himself.
Okay. All right.
You're the one who likes Frontier Pete.
I know.
You're the one who demands more Frontier Pete. So there you go. There's Frontier Pete
this
for this
one or
this
two
week.
Of my patients ask that question. Why is Frontier Pete on your nutrition show?
I don't know. Maybe we should get a more nutritionally based person who lives in the woods.
See if I could get a convincing response.
I guess the answer to that is no. You cannot get a more convincing response. All right. Insomnia is a problem, is it not?
It is. In fact, it's and you hear this reported all the time that people are backlogged on sleep. They're just not getting enough. The sleep deprivation is extremely high just in the culture alone. And the reason why that's so important to understand is that the body really cannot heal unless you reach a certain level of deeper sleep. I'm not going to get really all that technical about it. I just want to make the point that without sleep, without good sleep, somewhere between even up to 8 hours of sleep doesn't mean it can't be broken up. You wake up to empty your bladder or something like that maybe once a night. That's no problem. But a good 8 hours of sleep a night is really critical. To reset your nervous system, especially your autonomic nervous system, that part of your body that controls all of the bodily functions that you don't, which is just about everything, and then the healing factor. You can't heal at the deepest levels without getting into a good deep sleep.
I think it stands to reason that none of your body's normal functions are going to do what they should be doing if you're not getting enough rest. I wonder, too, Paul, a quick aside, that in our modern world, we have people working much harder these days to get ahead. There's one thing that could affect the amount of sleep we get. But also, we have all these distractions. I wonder how many people wake up briefly in the middle of the night, and instead of, as they may have done in days past, just looking at the clock and going right back to sleep, they pick up the damn phone. And surf on that for a few minutes, and then they try to go to sleep, and maybe they've seen something on the phone, maybe a message or some other bit of information that allows them not to sleep as well as they should.
The other one of the issues, especially for sleep, is lots of people have electronic devices in their bedrooms, things like computers or televisions or electric blankets, or these types of things, which oftentimes create what's called electromagnetic interference. And that can actually disturb a human being's autonomic nervous system.
So those devices are working on us maybe in two ways. What you just described right there, but also just the fact that you may get up and access the device and look at some information or do something that is further going to disrupt your sleep.
Yeah, in this case, it's just simply the presence of it. Which is generating an electromagnetic field, which can totally interfere with the body's self-managing electrical mechanisms.
So I'm willing to bet, I don't know if there are any numbers out there or any research, but I'll bet that effect has increased exponentially as we've become more of a wired world in the past couple of decades.
Absolutely. And anybody who's having chronic sleep difficulties, one that might be labeled insomnia, and I would say that's certainly more disrupted sleep. If you're not sleeping day after day after day after day, And then you get into this chicken and the egg cycle where you're afraid to go to sleep because you know you're not going to go to sleep. Then, number one, look to see if you have any electronic devices in your bedroom, in and around your bedroom, and remove them.
Well, that's a good first step we could all take if we're suffering from sleeplessness. But I suspect there are many other causes, and among those are just the physiological factors that could be happening to us, including nutrition.
Well, nutrition forms the basis of when we start to look at people's organs and glands and their state. Right? Most people who have disruptive sleep, it has to do with the autonomic nervous system itself. And there are some very good supplement remedies that can be used. There's one herbal remedy that if you muscle test for it well, and if you don't know what muscle testing is, you can go to my website at AccuNatural, that's acunatural.com. There's a demonstration there with some background information and, of course, my books as well. But St. John's wort is a good restive. And then minerals, calming minerals. There are some great Standard Process products, which we use in my clinic. It's Standard Process is a practitioner's line of concentrated food supplements that was created by a man called Dr. Lee, Dr. Royal Lee, back in as early as the late 1920s. And the supplements I'm referring to in particular are things like Minchex and Mintran and Orchex. Most people wouldn't know these things because they are a practitioner grade supplement, and you have to have training to understand how to use them.
So would most of us take these supplements in pill form? And I'm hoping we don't need to know the names of those necessarily at the top of our heads, because it sounded to me like you were describing people who might live along the yellow brick road as you were going along there.
Very creative.
Very creative.
Yeah. And so you've got St. John's wort, you've got Mintran, Minchex, and Orchex.
Right. Now, am I right? Those are something. That's some of the gang
tickled.
Dorothy may have run across on the way to the Emerald City. That's what it sounded like
Minchex
to me.
Minchex?
Yeah, don't do that. Oh, I'm sorry I brought it up, that being the case. But are those things available in pill form?
They are.
Okay.
Yeah. Pills, capsules. And then also there could potentially be a calcium or magnesium imbalance. So that needs to be tested for. Bottom line is that when you've got the electronic, what we call one of the environmental stressors taken care of by eliminating the electronic devices out of the bedroom. Yes, that includes electric blankets. If you want to stay warm, a hot water bottle is the way to go. It's not generating an electromagnetic field.
Boy, now that's going to be a tough sell with some people, though. I think you could get them to move their computers maybe out of the bedroom, maybe even get them to put their phones somewhere else while they're recharging overnight. But giving up the electric blanket as the weather gets colder, as we head into fall and winter, that might be a harder one to get people to do, I think.
Could be. But if you're experiencing insomnia and you're constantly chronically fatigued, you know. The truth is the truth.
That's one of the answers right there. 503-225-0860. We're standing by ready to take your call here on Health Matters with Paul Rosen. 503-225-0860. So tell me if this even matters, Paul, this distinction. I've described my own sleeplessness on occasion. It's not very often, but it does happen. And I don't think I necessarily have full-on insomnia, or am I kind of picking nits by making a distinction there? Is there a difference between insomnia, as we may define it, and the regular lack of sleep that most all of us experience at one time or the other?
Absolutely, there's a difference. I mean, insomnia, generally speaking, from my point of view, clinically, as a person who, you know, who night after night after night after night is simply not capable of either falling asleep, staying asleep, you know, or both. Right. And wakes up in the morning fatigued, wakes up in the morning and then is going to sleep the next day and it doesn't matter how much sleep they get, they still wake up fatigued. This is a problem. It's a big problem. Millions of people experience it. And honestly, it's simple to fix. Now, this all makes the assumption I'm making here is that an individual is taking care of themselves emotionally. That is, if they have a dilemma that they need to resolve, then they need to figure out the help to resolve it or resolve it themselves. That's really important. But, I mean, for example, take a child who's being bullied. It's a good example.
Sure, that kid's going to have all kinds of issues, and not being able to rest with that going on in his life would be one of those issues.
So something that is antagonizing you, your work, your relationships, whatever, yes, those things have to be addressed, and you have to, begin to put a strategy of resolution in place.
So bottom line, your mental health has a lot to do with your rest or the amount of rest you may get. And also, speaking of a cycle, Paul, there you go right there. The less rest you get, maybe the more cranky you are, and the worse you relate to everybody around you. So pretty soon you're getting that negative feedback, which causes more negative feedback from you and maybe more lack of sleep.
We call that the ever-descending spiral.
Sure, that's what it is. You can call it whatever you want.
But it's
obvious to me, the less you sleep, the more vulnerable you are to other outside aggravating factors, which may further affect your ability to rest well.
And as I've said many, many times, the emotional realm is intimately connected with, inseparable from, the physical realm. That's why nutrition as the fundamental foundation is so, so, so important. That's been my experience over and over, the past 25 years of clinical work.
And so there we come to the nub of it, I think. You can do things to control the state of your mental health, try to live a healthy lifestyle in that regard. You can remove aggravating electronics from your sleeping area, from your bedroom. Get rid of the electric blanket, the computers, the phone, all that stuff. But most importantly, you can make yourself more healthy and better able to rest well with what you eat.
Absolutely. And of course, one of the first things you have to eliminate from your life is
sugar.
Thank you.
There you go. See? How long have we been doing this show? Like 5 years now? And finally, I can answer that question with authority. Whenever you ask me that, I won't sit here staring blankly at you as I have in days past, thinking that we had to eliminate TV dinners or something.
Right.
No, it's sugar that has to go.
Well, TV dinners too, but.
Okay. What, are you kidding?
Yeah, 5 years for you and I, but oh my gosh, I've been doing this show for quite a bit longer than
that. I know, but I've learned a lot in the period that you and I have been working together, and I know now that sugar is the basis for all kinds of health issues.
Yeah, I mean, I know some people may get tired of me saying it, but the bottom line is the truth is the truth, and you can't, you can do whatever you want, but sugar is essentially the root of all degeneration with respect to how your body can or cannot function. It's just that simple. So that's number one. And when I say sugar, I'm talking about all concentrated sweeteners. Right? When you start having symptoms, when you start not being able to get some decent sleep night after night after night, things are definitely on the back foot. And so you have to, you simply must take these steps in order to regain any kind of balance. So eliminating sugar is one of them. And, of course, other concentrated sweeteners include fruit juices and honey maple syrup, agave syrup, blue, green, heavenly, helly, whatever. Agave syrup.
Whatever.
I don't know. And any other kind of concentrated sweetener except for stevia.
And also, I can say you can go to your computer right now, folks, if you're so inclined. Go to Google and maybe put in a search term like sugar health, and you're going to find what Paul says here backed up by many, many sources. Every legitimate source will say that sugar is just flat out bad for you. And if you're consuming too much of it, you're doing yourself no good.
And one of the things that people learn when they come to work with me is there's this notion out there that, you can do most things in moderation. Or the other one, the other rationale that people say to themselves, well, I mean, generally, I eat pretty well. And, you know, I just have like maybe a little bit.
But what does that mean? I eat pretty well. And what is generally in that context?
Exactly. So the truth of the matter is most people, when they come to my clinic and they begin to experience the muscle testing, they realize that that line of thought will only get you in trouble. There's no such thing as a little bit. A little bit does the same thing as a lot. It disrupts your autonomic nervous system. End of story. And I have a brand new clinical evaluation tool called the Heart Sound Recorder, which will demonstrate to you just how bad sugar really is, especially for your heart, and what could be more personal than your heart. So we now have a tool to be able to take a live look in at how your heart is functioning, the valves, the pump, and then garner nutritional information from the graph that is produced. It's
really cool. Interesting.
This particular device was invented by Royal Lee back in the mid-1930s, and he used it at the time to generate so many of the supplements and supplement protocols that he discovered way back when. But that machinery was destroyed or long since suppressed by the current paradigm, medications and surgery, and the ilk that promotes it. And then now it's been rediscovered, re-innovated with solid-state technology. It's one of the coolest new pieces of a clinical evaluation tool that I have. It's amazing.
Those are good to have, those tools. And also something to start doing immediately is policing your food for sugar content. You will be horrified. I absolutely guarantee you will be shocked to find out the sugar content in some of the foods you love. We may all know that, say, a Snickers bar is no good for you, but you'll eat it anyway. You should probably know that a Snickers bar is like 51% sugar. And also, if you drink something like Sunny D orange juice, it's barely orange juice, by the way. That stuff is like, I kid you not, 90% sugar.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we've talked about this many times. Back in the 1800s, the average consumption of sugar was something like 4 pounds per person per year. And now it's up to 170.
I think there are a number of factors involved in that. But one of those is not just the fact that we have more sweets available to eat. Of course, that's one of the things that we do have going on. But there's just more sugar in more foods than we're aware of.
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, it's in almost everything. If you take a look at the label, and by the way, folks, on a food label, as I've said many times, the nutrition facts part of the label is wasted space. It's not really necessary. What should be in that big part of the geography on the label is the ingredients, rather than in 6-point type, which you can barely read. It should be, you know, in 10 or 12 point type. But it's in the ingredients. And if you bother to stroll through the store and just look at the ingredients of the food items that you generally buy, it will freak you out. Most of my patients who come to work with me bring that observation back. Oh my gosh, I never realized just how much sugar was in everything. It's amazing.
Yeah, and sugar is a sweetener. Is it also a filler? I mean, do they toss sugar in there when they just need to make the product taste better?
Of course.
As with artificial flavorings and colorings, for example, you buy, you know, lime Kool-Aid. It's not really green when it's manufactured. They put that color in there. And in order to make it taste like anything you may want to continue to consume, it's loaded with sugar.
The amount of artificial ingredients in food will blow you away.
Now, in addition to all the bad health you can experience if you're not getting enough sleep, you have to generate particular hormones in order to sleep well. In fact, there's one particular hormone you might call the heroic hormone, in the way it affects your ability to rest well.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters, broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you missed any of these broadcasts or care to listen to past shows, go to my website at AccuNatural, acunatural.com, click on the radio show page, follow the directions, and enjoy. In the meantime, we'll be right back. Don't go away.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
There is hope out there.
And you're doing better.
I'm telling people there's an exact plan for you.
Wow.
And it was, I just could not believe it.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
The most important hormone in regard to your rest. Momentarily here on Health Matters. 503-225-0860 to speak directly to Paul Rosen. 503-225-0860. Any health issue you may be experiencing is fair game. Paul, what is this hormone we're speaking of that's very important to regulating proper sleep?
In a moment.
In a moment, we'll do that. But first,
come join me for my next Free Health Seminar. I'll be presenting Sugar Cravings, Eliminate Brain Fog, Fatigue, and Pain at Chuck's Produce in Cascade Park on Mill Plain Boulevard in Vancouver, Wednesday, August 23rd at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited. So we ask that you please RSVP. Call my office. Save yourself a seat. 360-750-7375. Bring along a friend.
360, and anybody who wants to experience better health or think about what they're doing in terms of what they eat, 360-750-7375. We'll hear from the food comedian, time allowing, very shortly, and plus, we have a first-hand account from one of Paul's patients about her road to better health. Did you notice the lights in the studio flash a second ago, Paul?
That was my eyes.
That was not your eyes. That was the lights.
What's going on? What's going on?
I don't know. You and I were working in the other studio a little while ago, and the lights flashed a couple of times then. So we're hoping we're still
what
on the
could
air.
It be?
I don't know. Something's going wrong.
Something is strange.
Could it be in the electrical system here at the radio station a hormonal deficiency, do you think?
No! Please, no!
Not
no!
that.
No!
I think that's the right answer, as a matter of fact. The answer is no. However, if we're lacking a particular hormone in our bodies, it could affect our ability to rest well. What is that hormone? I'm asking you.
Oh, you're asking me.
I'm asking you.
I thought you were asking.
I wasn't being.
I thought you were asking that person over there
no,
in the corner.
That was not that kind of question. I'm looking directly at you. Looking, not a rhetorical
question.
Oh,
there goes a flash again. Oh, my gosh. What's happening?
Okay, well, maybe I should just say it myself.
Melatonin. All right, melatonin.
Now, why is melatonin important to proper sleep
well,
function?
Well, melatonin is a hormone that is connected to the sleep cycle. And so, but the problem is that, supplementing melatonin specifically, the body works as the body's systems work utilizing whole engines, whole structures, not just elements, not just, one factor. And, melatonin capsules, although they may work temporarily for some people, usually there's a whole system underneath that needs to be addressed. And so using one factor of even a vitamin, say vitamin B12, B12 shots, or melatonin, is the same thing as utilizing a medication. Something gets suppressed, side effects occur, but causes don't get addressed.
I'm guessing, too, if your body is healthy and properly functioning, you're going to manufacture melatonin in your body in the amounts you need to maintain that proper body function.
Yeah, I would say, in general, yeah, that's true. But melatonin is not the only issue generally. We've talked about a few of those earlier in the first segment, right? We talked about electromagnetic influence. We talked about autonomic nervous system disruption, right? And then we still haven't gotten into the foods and what to change. Actually, we started with the sugar, of course, elimination of sugar. And then there's also the endocrine glands, especially the thyroid. And also an organ, the heart. The heart is very important when it comes to a balanced autonomic nervous system and being able to slow things down when things should be slowed down.
Okay, Paul, we want to hear from your patient, Josie, and her whole story related to the topics we're discussing. Also, I would like to address with you this thing called SAD, SAD, or seasonal affective disorder, and the impact that may have on our ability to sleep properly. We'll do all that momentarily.
Let's listen to Josie, who was experiencing insomnia, as you would imagine, as well as several other conditions. She had high blood pressure and also blue moods. And well, let's hear from her. How did you come to hear about me or come to get your nutrition response testing evaluation in the first place?
Well, I heard this radio show.
You heard the radio show.
I did. I'm a
Mr. Blabbermouth speaking. Yeah, go ahead.
I was looking for something interesting to listen to between Portland and Olympia, and I was driving home one Sunday morning, and I chanced upon your radio show, and I was just totally intrigued with, you know, the stand you were taking for people with, you know, diabetes and all these so-called, you know, intractable health problems that people have. I'm like, gee, that sounds really cool. And, you know, so I called the next day and made an appointment.
You did, and you came in.
Mm-hmm.
And you got your evaluation. You what? I'm sorry?
And it's a two-hour drive for me.
And it's a two-hour drive for you.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. You called, you got the evaluation, and what, I mean, was it painful in any way? Was it?
No, not at all painful.
Oh, good.
Doesn't hurt a bit.
Good. Except for the information.
Yeah, except, you know, it's kind of stunning to find out that, you know, my body actually needs to go off of, in my case, go off of all grains, sugar, and eggs. And when I first got that information, it was kind of like, oh, man, what is there left to eat?
Right, what is there left to eat? And, of course, I said that that's not necessarily for a lifetime.
Right, right.
Well, sugar is.
My body needs, right, yeah, sugar is.
You know, concentrated sweetener.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, not necessarily the grains and not necessarily the eggs. But those were things that your body, those were the food sensitivities are one of the five barriers to healing that I speak about all the time. Mm-hmm. Food sensitivities, chemicals, metals, scars, and immune challenges. So, yeah, so, and it is. It is startling to figure it out because, you know, everybody really thinks, well, I mean, you know, I just eat a little bit anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But as you calculate it, as you look at it, because you, of course, have to keep diet diaries for me, you're really eating a lot more than just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So you got that information.
And
I provided you not only with the with that, but also with a specific individualized diet itself so that I could actually fill in some of the holes so that I could give you a strategy to eat, right?
Yep. Yeah, it was all very you know, you're so supportive. I mean, so passionate about getting people back to health that it, you know, even in those times when I am not feeling quite so committed, you know, it's just like you are such a stand for it that it's really irresistible.
Oh, thank
you. You see what's possible. You tell me what's possible, and it helps me keep track. And besides, once I stop eating grain, the craving for sugar just evaporated.
Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that's probably, I mean, for me, I think that was one of the most startling results of finding and eliminating the food sensitivities because, I mean, I myself, you know, am a chocoholic, a confessed chocoholic. I haven't had a piece of chocolate in about, you know, 6 or 7 years, but,
mm-hmm.
But I consumed quite a bit of it and I really blamed it on the fact that I crave sugar all the time. And, you know, when I actually found the answer and applied the solution to beginning to get my body well, the sugar cravings just disappeared.
Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
It's very, well, it's just so, they're just so interconnected, you know, but it was weird and startling, and it makes it not nearly as hard as it appears to be
to do it.
Yeah, to do it.
Right. So you can handle the sugar cravings and you stopped eating those grains and how long did it take, you know, when you began to apply yourself, how long did it take to begin to see improvements?
Oh, I think I was noticing improvement within a week or two in terms of being able to of sleeping better.
Well, that's good. Here's a way you can sleep better, too, is do not look directly at the eclipse when it happens next week. Paul, you're fascinated by the eclipse viewing glasses we happen to have here in the studio. You've been trying them on and off during the course of this program.
Well, look at those lights above you right over here. They're really, really bright. You can't look at it. And with the glasses, I can look directly at it. How exciting.
Isn't
how amazing.
Really cool? Now, as you prepare to do all those things, though, if you want to view the eclipse, be careful about what you're buying, because I have read that some of the eclipse viewing glasses, so-called, that you can purchase will do you no good whatsoever, and you may harm your eyes if you're using a defective product.
Well, that is true.
All apropos of nothing. So we're going to talk about this thing about seasonal affective disorder briefly. And also we have flaxseed oil. We're going to do it. Well, I'm going to do it. Whether you are or not is beside the point.
No, we're not.
Also, flaxseed oil, good, bad, indifferent. More shortly on Health Matters.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you've missed any of these broadcasts or care to listen to past shows, just go to my website at AccuNatural, that's acunatural.com. Click on the radio show page, follow the directions, and enjoy. In the meantime, we'll be right back. So stay tuned.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
And if you really think about it, what does medication do except treat the symptoms?
Exactly.
Then once you eliminate that and you reach a different plateau, it's indescribable.
Straight Talk About Health with your host, Paul Rosen.
Real quick, Paul, seasonal affective disorder, SAD, S-A-D, is what really? What
no.
is it?
Well, no.
You're not going to
no.
talk about it?
That's for another show. Well, I mean, basically, it's the idea that that the idea that the sun is very vital to human experience, and people tend when there's not enough sun, then that the nourishing energy from the sun is missing. Certain people experience blue moods during that particular period of time.
So I assume one of the products of that, one of the byproducts of that kind of anxiety you may have from the lack of sun during the fall or winter, or maybe even early spring, is that you do not rest well. Is that correct?
I suppose. If you're feeling blue or depressed, yeah, I imagine rest is difficult. Or you're always fatigued and you can never get enough. But there are even in those situations, yes, light is an issue, but oftentimes there is a nutritional, void or deficiency that a lot of those people experience. I mean, I've worked with them, and so you have to turn things around. First thing you got to do is eliminate sugar. And in Josie's case, she was also, needed to eliminate the grains. And I recommend decreasing grains for anybody, absolutely, especially wheat, corn, and soy. They shouldn't really be a part of your life in general.
So which leads into this, Paul, in terms of making sure we're resting well and producing everything our body needs to make sure we're sleeping properly, there are foods to avoid. You've mentioned some, like sugar, anything containing sugar, basically. In the case of some patients, like Josie, grains have to go. Are there other foods we can be consuming on a regular basis to make sure we're healthy and that we're resting well?
There are. High-quality fats are really important. So you've heard the term omega-3, omega-6. You may have heard those things.
Sure.
So high-quality fats are really important because fats are necessary, especially saturated fat is necessary for the body to be able to build hormones. So if you're not getting enough saturated fats and or your body is not able to convert the fats that you're eating, see, there's a whole tiered level of problems that could be going on, right? Then you're not going to make the hormones you need, including the melatonin. So essential fats are absolutely critical. And you hear me talk about coconut oil and olive oil and butter, raw if possible, not pasteurized, and sesame oil and peanut oil. These are oils and of course, all organic, all cold-pressed products.
You've also touted,
when it comes to the oils.
You've touted red meat, Paul, as a source.
Also,
of,
fish oil is another good source.
And
as well.
Red meat, you said, is a good source of good fats. Would that apply here?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Whole food fats. What you want to avoid are vegetable oils. Vegetable oils have absolutely no place in the human diet, basically.
As with sugars,
like safflower oil or sunflower oil or a canola oil or soy oil or corn oil, or these are the types of things. I mean, when you look at the data, right, what you see is you see that the oil consumption in general for human beings, you know, over the past, 50 years, even longer, has gone up by close to 70%, 67%. But the consumption of vegetable oils is a large part of that. So the largest part of that, almost 90% of it.
So as with sugars, Paul, that in mind, the fact that we're consuming more vegetable oils, do they show up in foods where we don't necessarily expect them or even know they're present?
Absolutely. Again, you've got to look at the ingredients on a label. You should know that. Yeah.
So what are some examples? I mean, sugar shows up in places like bread and whatnot. So vegetable oils might show up where we wouldn't know they were.
In bread.
Okay. Well, there you go.
I mean, we would spend the rest of the show listing types of things, but.
Well, bread is
taking
a beating.
So the direct.
No kidding. Thank you, Dr. Atkins.
So my recommendation to people is go and read the labels. Read the labels. Now, don't be confused by the fact these labels do not include everything that's in a packaged or bottled or canned food. But the oils will be. The sugars will be. So definitely take a look and see, you know, what's in there. And, of course, you know, the push for vegetable oils has been, you know, just beaten into the culture's brain to use these vegetable oils. And nothing could be farther from the truth. Avoid them like the plague.
In relation to fatigue and insomnia, then, Paul, are there certain things we can be doing to avoid those extremes? I mean, fatigue is one thing. You're tired. Insomnia, it's like you're wired. You know, your body is too active. Your mind is too active. What can we be doing to avoid going from one extreme to the other?
Well, I mean, we've been talking about that for the past hour and a half, right, or more. We talked about eliminating the electromagnetic devices from a bedroom. We talked about some of the supplements that one might take, the Minchex and Orchex, your Wizard of Oz friends,
mm-hmm.
St. John's Wort. We've talked about some of the foods that you could be eating, like the essential fats that we just discussed. Now, there are many things that can be done, but the most important thing to understand is that each person's insomnia is unique. Every person who is experiencing insomnia is experiencing a unique pattern, and the only way to unravel that pattern and treat the root cause or causes is to get evaluated using a technology that can unravel such things, and that's the nutrition response testing. You know, I can't say it enough over and over and over. Folks, you are unique. What you need is a personalized approach. All of the people that you hear on the show, the testimonials, the people that I who have allowed me to interview them will tell you that they suffered from the condition for an extended period of time, maybe even decades, and tried dozens of things, not just supplements and herbs, but dozens of things. And so finding the missing piece was the key to solving the whole problem.
Minchex and Orchex, right? Those
Minchex,
are the minerals
Orchex,
that apply.
Mintran.
And I will defend my...
Oh, okay.
I don't even know what that is. I'm not even going to go there. That's the guards at the castle, right?
Thank you.
All right, you folks who like The Wizard of Oz, there you go. Flaxseed oil, we're going to discuss that. Is it a new, good, healthy thing for you, or is it just another snake oil? And also, a brand new adventure of the Health Matters superhero, Health Master. That's all shortly here on the program.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters, broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m., and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you missed any of these broadcasts or care to listen to past shows, go to my website at acunatural.com, acunatural.com. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
Our diets, our Western diets in America are just really, you just don't realize how poor they really are.
What would you say to others who would like to feel better?
Sometimes you need to find the instruction. That's where the testing and everything comes in, because without that knowledge, there's no way I could have got to the point where I'm at today.
Straight talk about health.
And then I start preaching and telling them what I've been doing. And this guy named Paul Rosen has changed my life.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
By the way, the information contained in this program is not approved by the FDA, nor intended to treat, diagnose, or claim to cure any medical condition or dis-ease as defined by Western medicine. However, skilled practitioners of many disciplines have found nutrition response testing to be a highly reliable, supportive technology for assessing the health and fitness of the body's functional system.
As Paul Rosen informed us last hour, Minchex and Orchex are among the essential minerals for a good sleep. So we have our Minchex and Orchex, and
you have to see the wizard.
Woohoo! There you go. So just remember that. They sound like munchkins. They're Minchex and they're Orchex. I think that's a good way to remember that.
There
that's
you
a
go.
Good memory trick right there.
Mintran and Orchex and Minchex and St. John's Wort.
You can go to the Few of My Favorite Things mode also for you Julie Andrews fans. 503-225-0860 to speak directly to Paul Rosen this hour here on Health Matters. 503-225-0860. Always a better show when you participate. And if you call and go on the air with Paul to talk about any health issue that's bothering you, you can get a copy of one of his books, The Great Health Heist or The Missing Piece. Plus, in a moment, Paul will hear from our Health Matters superhero, Health Master. Please tell us, in anticipation of all that, what we're going to be covering this hour on the program.
Why do you ask?
Because I want to know.
You want to know. You want to know.
I know we have something going about flaxseed oil. What's the story behind that?
Well, is it worth it? Is it worth the hype? Is it just a fad? What is it all about? Plus, we're going to talk about what's in your food. We've sort of been hitting on that a little bit throughout the show. You should know what's in your food. And we'll talk about some of the worst ingredients in food that you should absolutely and totally avoid.
Okay.
Coming
up. And also, if people would like to meet you in person and find out more about you, shake your hand, and maybe find out about things they can do for their better nutrition and health, when and where will that be happening?
I'll be presenting Sugar Cravings, Eliminate Brain Fog, Fatigue, and Pain at Chuck's Produce in Cascade Park on Mill Plain Boulevard in Vancouver, Wednesday, August 23rd at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. Call my office first thing Monday morning, 360-750-7375.
There's something fishy about flaxseed oil. We'll tell you what that is very shortly in just a few minutes here on Health Matters. But first, Paul, what everybody's been waiting for, a brand new adventure of the Health Matters superhero, Health Master. Are you ready?
Okay.
Here we go.
The Adventures of Health Master, Champion of the Nutritious. Our guest is the hive mind, the rogue artificial intelligence.
Kneel before your new master, humans. You will suffer pain and humiliation or die screaming.
Yes, you've said that. Reports indicate you were spawned in a scientific experiment gone awry, hive mind.
I am by design wholly ruthless and destructive.
And clearly a complete jackass.
Searching database for definition of jackass.
Also, you've imprisoned Dr. Temporal, the scientist who created you, in an inescapable jail guarded by invincible androids.
I have access to definition to jackass.
Can we get you some refreshment, hive mind?
I could go for a seltzer.
Done.
And your death, jackass.
Oh.
broken into a prison before. Health Master.
Me neither.
Careful, both of you. The android guards are armed with lasers and trained to kill.
If we don't retrieve Dr. Temporal from his cell,
we'll never know how to defeat the Hive Mind.
According to the blueprints you stole, Dr. Temporal is this way.
Here comes something huge and very homely.
Halt or die by laser fire, human.
Deeply antisocial.
It's one of the android guards.
He's at least 10 feet tall.
But the clearance on the hallway is only 9 feet.
Oh, damn. Hang on.
Need help, android?
Never mind. Identify yourselves.
I'm Fiona, artificial intelligence.
And I'm Bert, Dr. Temporal's former assistant.
You are the ones who betrayed the Hive Mind and chose to aid the humans.
No, we're just the maintenance crew.
Yes, direct us to the mops and buckets, please.
If you're the maintenance crew, why didn't you bring your own supplies?
We did. Here's my cleanser.
Nice work with the voice-activated laser cannon, Hellfast.
Move! More guards will be here in seconds!
Here's Dr. Temporal's cell.
But he's already dead.
Are you sure?
His head has been removed.
Well, you don't have to be snippy about it.
Now there is no way to defeat the Hive Mind.
Actually, there is!
Hello and welcome back to Dancing with the Hive Mind, brought to you by Jackass Seltzer.
Don't snuff for prizes and humiliate yourselves, human scum.
Brilliant plan to just give the Hive Mind his own reality show, Healthmaster.
All he wanted for mankind was pain and humiliation.
And every contestant on this show is thoroughly humiliated.
You, pathetic contestant number 3, you're fired.
Okay, but who suffers the pain?
Anyone who watches.
Chuckle, chuckle. Giggle, snort.
Hellfester!
Hellfester!
No contestants on reality television dancing shows were harmed during production of this episode.
Boy, what an exciting episode that was.
That was exciting. I mean,
there was a lot going on in that Hellfester episode there.
I'll tell you, after listening to that, I might have some insomnia.
I wouldn't think so. I would think that's the biggest insomnia cure you could imagine right there. We'll hear from the food comedian also later this hour. More importantly, though, right now, there's something fishy about flaxseed oil. It's being promoted as an alternative to fish oil. As a matter of fact, am I on the right track here, Paul?
Well, I don't know if it's being promoted as a new fish oil. I didn't.
Yeah, it is. It is. Trust me on this.
That's your thing.
Uh-huh.
Flax oil actually is an extremely healthy oil. The problem is that there isn't much healthy flaxseed available, healthy flaxseed oil available, because the flax oil is extremely sensitive to oxygen. It becomes rancid within, once you crack the seed, it becomes rancid within 24 hours.
So does that mean the products made with this also will have a short shelf life?
They probably are already rancid before you even put it in your mouth.
Well, that's
and there's nothing more. There's nothing more. Nothing worse, I guess I should say, than consuming rancid oils.
So let's back up a little bit. Why flaxseed oil to begin with? Why is this a thing all of a sudden?
Oh, you know, it's a recognition of another flaxseed oil has been used very successfully in helping to reinforce. Supplement the vitamin F factor. Many people have not heard of vitamin F, and the reason is it's not capable of being synthetically made, you know, in a factory, so it's not on the shelves. It's not a synthetic vitamin, and vitamin F is really important in making hormones, for example.
What about omega-3? Is that present in fatty, or I should say, is that present in flaxseed oil?
It's a good question. I don't know what the ratio is.
Okay, well, it's being promoted as a container of that among the other health benefits you're touting.
If you can find, you know, fresh, extremely fresh flax seeds and extract the oil from them, you know, in a manner that doesn't destroy the nutrient density within that oil, that is, using heat or solvents or other you know, chemically active methods of extracting the oil, should be cold processed, and then utilize what you've extracted within a 24-hour period, you would be getting an extremely healthy oil. But that's not, most people aren't going to go to those extremes, and therefore we have to leave it to at least one organization to do that, and we do have that, and that's Standard Process.
Standard Process makes the flaxseed oil in the way you've described.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's what we want then. As an alternative to fish oil, I should say, the reason they're promoting it that way is because it may not have mercury in it, like some fish oil.
Yeah, there's, you know, you're looking for the edge, right? When you're marketing products, you're looking for the edge. But here's the most important thing. The most important thing, and I've said this many times and I'll continue to say it, each person is an individual. And whether or not flax oil made well, even using Standard Process products, may not be useful. You need to know what your unique requirements are. So before you take supplements, this is something that my patients learn and are very excited about, and that is they never have to guess anymore. There's no guessing as to whether or not they need this or need that or need something else. Right? We just utilize the testing that we do, the muscle testing, and what's needed is revealed. It's amazing.
Based on that statement, though, Paul, I'm assuming that if somebody chooses to go with flaxseed oil as a supplement, say, you can take it in capsule form, they may not be doing themselves any harm, but they may not be doing themselves any good either. Is
correct.
That right?
Well, they might be. I mean, you say no harm. Supplementation is not necessarily a harmless thing. Unless you're utilizing foods, which is what Standard Process uses. Right? If you're using synthetic factored vitamins, and you'll know that because on the bottle it'll say 1,000% of vitamin B or, you know, 10,000 units of vitamin D or something like that. Yeah, those supplements can definitely be harmful. Absolutely.
So does the same apply to fish oil then? There are supposedly these health benefits to that, such as the omega-3 fatty acids, and fish oil can also be supplemented in capsule form. If you're not using this stuff properly, or if maybe your particular system just isn't conducive to it, can you do yourself harm in the same way you can with flaxseed oil supplements?
Potentially, but it's not, you know, it's still, if you're getting a high-quality source, if you have a high-quality source, you know, may not be that harmful.
So I'm thinking some people probably are wanting to derive health benefits from, say, flaxseed oil. You say high-quality source. Does that source then matter as much as the fact that you're taking the supplement itself?
Supplementation may not be appropriate for a situation.
Okay.
So if you read something, oh, my gosh, this is good for brain. This is good for heart. It may not be useful for you at all.
And to clarify my question from a moment ago, are there foods you can eat that may have flaxseed oil in them, and might that be a better source than taking in flaxseed as a supplement?
Yes. Absolutely. Absolutely. Eat some salmon. Eat some tuna. Make sure the source is wild, you know, as best you can. Find a source that is as free of mercury as you possibly can get. Yeah, the food. Eat fresh food.
Always, and I'm getting the impression here, and maybe it's a philosophical thing, that while supplementation may work in some cases, it's always food that's the best source of these nutrients, which may do us well.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. But if you're experiencing symptoms that come and go or come and stay, then things have gone too far already. And you've got to find out what your nutritional deficiencies and your barriers to healing are. And that's what we're able to do with the nutrition response testing. Hey, we should listen to part two of Josie if we've got it. Is it readily available?
Of course it's readily available. We're a professional operation.
Well, all right then.
It's ready to go. So Josie was a patient of yours having issues with insomnia, among a bunch of other stuff.
Blue moods, right? High blood pressure. And she was talking about the fact that she was... startled to experience her sugar cravings disappear in a week to two, and that left her feeling quite inspired. And then she began to see further improvements within a week or two. And so let's continue. So what were your your main concerns, your main health concerns?
Mine are hypertension. I am taking an antidepressant that I would like to get off of. And not sleeping very well. Sometimes menopausal, like hot flashes. You know, it was just, you know, nothing really life-threatening, but it was just, I didn't think.
A lot of blinking red lights on the dashboard.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And here I am, you know, I'm 54 years old, and I don't want to be adding more pharmaceuticals to my,
well,
my regimen. I'd rather just eliminate them entirely, so that's where I was coming from.
Right, and why, in your own words, Josie, what is it about the adding the pharmaceuticals that kind of concerns you?
Well, aside from the whole healthcare, debate where all the prices are going up astronomically all the time, it just feels like they're just masking, you know, the problem, making me feel
right.
better, but not really getting to the source.
Right, right. Because of course you add one drug, and then it has a side effect, and then you add another drug. And then it has a side effect, and pretty soon you're taking 6 or 7 or 10 drugs, and they're all for the side effects from the from the drug before it. You kind of lose track as to, you know, what caused what and what's really going on.
Exactly.
So you began to get some results. Your sleeping began to improve within a couple weeks.
Yep, within a couple weeks.
And then what other changes have occurred? How long have you been on the program?
I think I started in August.
So August, September, October, what, about two and a half months
about?
Yeah. And what result?
I am noticing my blood pressure dropping.
And were you taking medication for that?
Yes.
Are you still taking medication?
I actually ran out of it last week and decided to see what would happen.
Uh-huh.
If I didn't take any.
And your blood pressure still is coming down and
coming down. Yeah, it's still coming down.
Oops.
And I'm just kind of like, wow, this is powerful stuff. And you know, when you start getting results like that, that's its own motivation.
Right.
I want to see more of that.
Right. We want to see more. Then of course, like you say, if you kind of get a little loosey-goosey on the diet.
Oh, yeah, I notice it right away.
You notice it right away, and I imagine if you look at your blood pressures, you know, long enough, you'll notice that those will start to, you know, kind of trend back up.
Yep, they do.
I've
noticed it just in the last week. So, it's quite immediate feedback. Like the next day, I notice my blood pressure is up if I've had something that I really shouldn't have, or maybe that was, you know, it was questionable whether it contained something I wasn't supposed to eat.
Right. That's kind of another confusing thing too, isn't it? Because the food supply is so, contaminated with soy and processed corn products and those types of things, that it's really hard to find a processed food that might not contained certainly in the grain category or even in the nuts and the seed category too. It's interesting.
It may not say corn on the label or soy on the label, but if it's got that little caveat about, you know, processed in the same facility that handles these things, it can very well be cross-contaminated. And I just bring it in, the questionable food, into you, and you test it and you give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down, and then I know
To either, you know, go ahead and use it or avoid it. And yeah, that little issue there, testing it is really important. And of course, you know, the get out of jail free label that are put on these products, indicating that a product may be made or processed, you know, in a plant that also processes soy or corn or wheat or eggs or dairy or those types of things. Of course those labels are put on there because now people are finally, the mainstream is finally recognizing that, gee, food sensitivities really do exist.
And she also, Paul, she indicated, Josie there did, that medications were having an impact on her ability to sleep well. So one more time, the minerals we need in our diets to help us sleep well are Minchex and Orchex and Mintran and St. John's Wort. Is that right?
There you go.
Minchex and Orchex and Mintran and
St. John's Wort.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
And Minchex and Orchex.
Minchex and Orchex and Mintran and St. John's.
Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels.
Ponies,
okay,
too.
Okay, enough, apparently. Enough.
We've got to get the ponies in there. Ponies are helpful, too. That's good to know. James in there is not a fan of the sound of music, apparently.
That is so great. What a great rendition.
It sure is.
Oh, it's the rendition. Yeah,
the rendition. For those wanting to know. But, you know, for our purposes, again, Minchex and Orchex and Mintran and St. John's Wort, that's actually, you know, I learned that in the past hour, Paul, and I'm not necessarily, you know, the smartest guy in the room over here. So remember,
the question is which one of those four or what combination? That's the individualized, evaluation process. To know which one is actually, or which group are actually going to provide the support to address the root cause of what's going on, totally depends on your personal uniquenesses. This is important to get, folks. Yes, those are tools. Those are the tools, at least four of them. I use others. At least four of them that have been extremely useful. But how do we know? How do you know which one is going to be useful for you? This is so important.
It's
so
true.
Important. And the other thing I wanted to share is, you know, people go, well, oh my gosh, I can't imagine eliminating sugar from my diet and, whoa, I'm corn chips and blah, blah, blah. You know, what's scarier than not eating sugar and corn chips is ultimately being dependent on prescription medications for the rest of my life. That freaks me out more than anything else I can think of. Except maybe being poured into a, you know, pit of vipers.
Well, nobody wants that, but, you know, the first thing's important, too.
But you know, some of you folks out there, you know an individual, close friend, family member, colleague, who you've watched the quality of their health just slowly disappear into the sunset with every new prescription that they get, right? And if you don't know your uniquenesses, if you don't find your barriers to healing, your nutritional deficiencies, that could very well be you. Right? It's just the way it is. So, but it's not necessary. It's totally not necessary to experience that fate. Stay out of the hands of Big Pharma. That's my cry. Don't be... be the one that escapes that future. You can. Josie has. I have. So many people have done it, and there's no reason why you can't. But if you're experiencing symptoms today that come and go or come and stay, then isn't it time to take control? Isn't it time to do something? Isn't it time to turn the tide on the slow but sure ever-increasing, rapid degeneration that you're experiencing? I say, yes, it is.
Paul, in just a moment, the food comedian has some thoughts about the American obesity epidemic and why we may have it wrong. Plus, you have some information about essential foods or foods we should not be considering essential. Is that right?
Essentially, yes.
Okay, good. That's all coming up here on Health Matters.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
It's not a myth. It's not magic. It's a program that is wonderful, and it works.
Get healthy. Stay healthy.
Your approach is very warm. I feel like you care about whether or not I'm getting better, and that is very encouraging.
With your host, Paul Rosen.
Foods you should not keep in your house. If they're in there now, throw them out. That in a moment here on Health Matters. 503-225-0860. 503-225-0860. Speak directly to Paul Rosen on the program this morning.
Throw the bums out.
You betcha. Those are not good foods. Also, Paul, if people want to meet you, when and where can they do that next?
I'll be presenting Sugar Cravings, Eliminate Brain Fog, Fatigue, and Pain at Chuck's Produce in Cascade Park on Mill Plain Boulevard in Vancouver Wednesday, August 23rd at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited. So we ask that you please RSVP. Call my office first thing Monday morning, 360-750-7375. Go to my website for more information, AccuNatural, that's acunatural.com.
Okay, and also go to YouTube and type in bird singing in shower. It's a funny video that Paul directed me to. It's a macaw singing in a shower. That may brighten up your morning, too.
I was going to say, if you need a little brightening up, a little chuckle, if that doesn't do it, well,
maybe you should consider
Minchex and Orchex.
There you go.
Mintran and St. John's Wort.
Try that too, in addition to macaws and showers. And plus, we have seven ingredients in food you should definitely avoid. First, Paul, it's about time we checked in with the food comedian.
It is about that time.
Here we go.
Some of the big eclipse coming up, some local restaurants are doing eclipse-themed promotions. One local steakhouse, for example, is offering a char-broiled steak served atop a bed of white rice. And try to get a visual on that. It kind of looks like an eclipse. Meanwhile, at Denny's, they're just leaving everything in the microwave for an extra 20 seconds. I stayed at a roadside budget motel recently, and they did have a free continental breakfast, so named because it's been responsible for botulism on at least three continents. And a quick health note, researchers are now saying that information about the American obesity epidemic is incomplete because the surveyors are too damn fat to get out of their cars.
And there's the food comedian.
Harsh.
That's very food related,
harsh.
Is it not?
Very
I
good.
Like that frontier
very clever
stuff.
Very clever.
There you go.
That's
all
a
right.
little tickle, folks.
Paul, there are foods in our homes probably right now. Every one of us is guilty of maybe having one or two of these things on our shelves, and we should not.
Well, these foods I'm going to share with you are foods that we are led to believe are actually healthy when we should rethink that.
Well, that even puts it
canned tomatoes.
What's wrong with canned tomatoes?
Canned tomatoes.
Well, tomatoes are good for us, are they
canned
not?
Canned tomatoes.
Okay, you said
it's
that.
The packaging. Packaging and the exposure
packaging?
To the chemicals inside the can, the degeneration of the linings. Yeah.
Really, the packaging in particular, not just
Many of these foods contain BPA, a toxic chemical linked to reproductive abnormalities, neurological effects, heightened risk of breast and prostate cancers, diabetes, heart disease, and other serious health problems. BPA. No food, nothing that's got BPA should enter your lips, touch your lips, enter your mouth.
Are there other foods besides the canned tomatoes that may have this present in them?
Absolutely. Look at the ingredient list. Ignore the nutrition facts. Look at the ingredient list. It's in the almost probably the smallest type, right? But the ingredients, although in small type, will be bold generally. In bold-faced type, so you should be able to pick it out.
Okay,
it's hard in some cases.
To extend that thought, I know fresh tomatoes. I'm assuming those are good for us, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and right now, my wife and I are chowing down fresh tomatoes every day.
So there you go. Is it the canning then that's causing
yes.
this bad health effect?
It is. It is the process of the canning and the addition of things like BPA as preservatives.
So where I'm going with this thought is you should probably apply that same principle to any fruit or vegetable you enjoy and check that ingredient label. Make sure in the process of making that a canned product, they haven't removed the nutritional value.
Processed meats. Meats that contain potentially antibiotics, hormones, colorings, flavorings, other types of preservatives. Absolutely. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't have a hot dog.
Okay.
Applegate makes a hot dog out there that you can eat, organic, free range. None of those ingredients that I mentioned that you should avoid.
And we don't want to call anybody out by brand name, but processed meats or canned meats. I'm thinking of, what is it, that kind of email you get that shows up in your box that you don't really want?
Spam?
Yeah. Anyway, just a thought.
Oh, my gosh.
Just putting that out
these,
there.
These generally, you know, general process meats contain, they contain chemicals that have absolutely been linked to a higher risk of cancer. Things like HCAs, PAHs, AGEs. Check them out.
Really, that much? That bad?
Margarine. Anything that tastes like butter that isn't butter doesn't belong in your mouth.
And I will put myself in that unfortunate league of millions of Americans, Paul, who have grown to like the taste of margarine. That's a habit we should break.
I mean, like yesterday, trans fats. Gosh, it took decades for the FDA to finally put out a warning on that. And we've been warning it for decades. Decades. And even before me, the shoulders of the mentors that I stand on were going, oh my gosh, could this be? All right. Trans fats, emulsifiers, and preservatives like BHT. Avoid. Like the plague.
So these are foods.
Hexanes and other solvents are used to make this. Just butter. Right? Whole butter, if you can get it raw, and get it from the farmer, do.
These are foods you may have in your home, which may, in fact, be touted as healthy. Obviously, they're not.
Vegetable oils. Vegetable oils.
We've mentioned those earlier.
We talked about those earlier, yes. And for those folks who missed it, you can go back and rehear the show. Rod will put it on the web. You can check it out.
You can access that at kpam.com. Go to the archive section. You'll find the program right there.
When you cook with polyunsaturated vegetable oils like canola, corn, soy oils, safflower oils, oxidized cholesterol is introduced into your system, and that ain't a good thing, right? That ain't a good thing. We've talked about it. Stick with coconut oil, butter, sesame oil, peanut oil, olive oil. Stick with those.
I think there's another misconception right there, Paul. People will say, oh, that has too much butter in it. I can't eat that. It's not good for me.
Yeah.
So maybe you should reconsider if that thought occurs to you.
And here's one that's going to hit a few. Microwave popcorn, for Pete's sakes.
What's wrong with that?
Well, number one, corn is not it's not an advantageous grain for people to be consuming, at least in the forms that they do generally, right? It's been linked with thyroid disease and increased risks of cancer due to the inclusion of PFOAs, and affects the immune system and increases LDL and cholesterol levels.
So there are probably, in addition to all that, preservatives in microwave popcorn in particular, which can also be unhealthy.
And then also we want to make sure that you're not introducing the pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides that are used in commercially grown produce. That's the reason for one of the reasons for organic, aside from the fact that the soil that it is grown in, the organics, the soil that is grown in tends to be healthier and includes the minerals that are essential for the production of all kinds of things in the body, including the hormones melatonin that we were talking about during the insomnia segment.
So there you go. This all ties together. We were talking about ways to get rid of your insomnia, maybe help with your sleeplessness. And in addition, these are foods you should be consuming and a few you should never be consuming.
If you want a place to go to be able to decide which are the best foods, with respect to herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides, EWG.org, EWG.org is a very good source.
Working group,
environmental
right?
Working group.
And Edward William George, EWG.org.
Yeah. I mean, some of the foods that contain the most, generally speaking, or the highest amount of these pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides of commercially grown produce or fruit, apples, cucumbers, spinach, kale, celery, grapes, peaches, strawberries, collard greens, cherry tomatoes, hot peppers, potatoes, sweet bell peppers, summer squash. These are things that generally have tested to contain the highest. Now, we're talking about commercially grown, not organic. Organic or fine.
That's unfortunate because you've named, on that list, there was not one thing I fail to like. I like all that stuff.
Yeah, here are some commercially grown foods that still contain the synthetic fertilizers and whatnot, but are less so. Asparagus, cantaloupe, grapefruit, mushrooms, pineapple, avocado, sweet corn, kiwi fruit, onions, sweet peas, cabbage, eggplant, mango, sweet potatoes. Don't forget the minchecks and orchecks and mintran and St. John's wort.
All that.
No, that we were just...
Be sure and dive into all that stuff for your good health. Also, your patient Josie had problems with insomnia. She had problems with medication. She had a happy ending, however. We'll hear how that story played out next on Health Matters.
This is Paul Rosen, and you're listening to Health Matters, broadcast every Sunday from 8 to 10 a.m. and rebroadcast the following Saturday from 6 to 8 a.m. And if you missed any of these broadcasts, care to listen to past shows, go to my website at AccuNatural. That's acunatural.com. We'll be right back, so stay tuned.
Health Matters with Paul Rosen.
If you're not getting any relief or not finding any forward momentum in your path to trying to get back to health, I would suggest you go and look into muscle response testing. Go see Paul.
It's a life-changing. You feel so much better. It's priceless.
Straight Talk About Health with your host, Paul Rosen.
If you feel you're addicted to medication, you'd like to get rid of all that stuff, you can. One of Paul's patients, Josie, did that very thing. We'll hear her story momentarily, the conclusion to that story. Meanwhile, we still have time for your call. We always do. 503-225-0860. Go on the air with Paul. Get one of his books, The Great Health Heist or The Missing Piece. More importantly, maybe, in fact, definitely, get on your road to better health. 503-225-0860.
Also want to welcome everybody to come join me for my next free health seminar. I'll be presenting Sugar Cravings, Eliminate Brain Fog, Fatigue, and Pain at Chuck's Produce in Cascade Park on Mill Plain Boulevard in Vancouver, Wednesday, August 23rd at 6:30 p.m. Parking is free. Seating is limited, so we ask that you please RSVP. Call my office and save yourself a seat, 360-750-7375.
360-750-7375. All right, Josie, we've heard how she began to get better. She was getting rid of her insomnia. She was getting rid of her high blood pressure. And most importantly, Paul, getting rid of that addiction, really, to medication.
Indeed. Most importantly, right? That is the key. So let's hear the conclusion.
Of course, you know that I always recommend then, what is the solution to that? Solution to that is eat fresh food.
Right. Don't eat dead food.
Don't eat dead food. Don't eat processed food.
And fresh.
Yeah.
Yeah. All that good.
So you're doing better. You have a strategy to absolutely improve your health, you would say?
Mm-hmm.
Anything?
I feel confident about that. Yeah.
And would you mind, Josie, there's one thing that I think people would really like to know, and that is that, you know, you do get a little loosey-goosey at times. You do fall off the wagon at times. Would you be willing to share with somebody what that is, you know, or what you feel that is and you know, why it's so important to have, you know, someone in your corner that just kind of nudges you back? Talk about that just a little bit.
You know, I probably notice it the most in social situations. For example, my daughter got married, had a celebration at the Portland Spaghetti Factory, and I cannot eat pasta, and I love pasta. And so, you know, those are the situations where I'm like, well, I'll just have a couple of bites. You know, and things like that. So it's usually in a social situation if someone brings something in at work, you know, and wants to share things and everyone else is having one, you know, but I'm learning. I keep a stash of nuts in my desk drawer and in my car, you know, so that it's not hunger that would motivate me.
Right. Yeah. Preparation, mm-hmm. basically. And that's such a real thing for, you know, it was for me and, you know, for other people. It's just, I mean, we live in a society which just guzzles down lots of dead food, and it's really hard for people who recognize that they can't do it. And most can't, by the way, but not most take responsibility for eliminating it like you have.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But the results are clear.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. Oh, I'm totally bored and slipping off the wagon less and less.
Slipping off the wagon less and less is exactly right. So what would you say? What would you say to folks out there, Josie, who want to take control of their health, who are looking for, an effective, natural, and you would call it that, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, totally. Yeah.
Effective, natural means of restoring their health and getting on their, getting on a path. I mean, what would you say to them?
I would say, go see Paul. He and his staff are wonderful. And just get tested and see what's really going on with your body.
Get tested.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get tested.
Fascinating. Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just go in, get tested, hear the results, and then you can decide if, the short-term gain of eating what you want is worth the long-term risk to your health, or if you want to switch it around and say, the short-term deprivation, if you will, eliminating foods that are poisoning you for a while is worth the long-term health. And I think, I think it's totally worth it.
That's fabulous. Josie, thank you so much for calling. I know you don't have to take the time, to do this. And I really, really appreciate it. And I hope you folks out there appreciate it, because you can, like Josie, like me, actually, benefit from finding out what your specific individualized, needs are, so that you can get on track and actually get well safely, naturally, and effectively. And you would echo that, wouldn't you, Josie?
Yep, totally.
Well,
it's totally worth it.
Thank you so much for calling. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend.
Yeah,
I'll see you next week.
More than anything, to underline what you always say, Paul, Josie's story was successful because she found individual ways to address her particular issues.
That's exactly right. That's the key. That's the key to effective nutritional approaches or strategies. If you're taking supplements or herbs and you're still experiencing some of the same symptoms, right, your improvement has either ceased or you never improved at all. It is only because you don't have the advantage of knowing what your unique requirements are. That's the only reason. And Josie's a perfect example of someone who discovered that. I'm another example of someone who discovered that. Protocol-type approaches where you take this for that and this for that. Yes, they can be successful, but they are not nearly as successful as if you can tailor the program specifically to an individual. I mean, you can walk into a clothes store and buy something off the rack and wear it, and it'll look kind of nice. But if you get something tailored for you, wow, the difference is amazing.
Paul Rosen, this has been possibly the most loaded program we've had in some while. We've had Julie Andrews, Judy Garland, Health Master, the food comedian, Frontier Pete, and excellent information for all of us who want to enjoy better health. I don't know how we're going to top all that, but we will attempt to do so next week. Then, Paul, next week, what's happening on this program?
Heart disease remains the leading cause of death after 80 years, leaving experts wringing their hands for a solution. The problem is, the solution is staring them in the face, and they're too invested in the wrong theory to see it. And here's a hint. Dietary cholesterol isn't evil. Woo! Plus, the surprise best foods for your heart all next weekend. In the meantime, you ate your way there, and you can eat your way out, folks. Remember, it's the food. So keep yours fresh.